Mr. Monk in Outer Space by Lee Goldberg, narrated by Angela Brazil. Chapter 1. Mr. Monk and the Gnarled Hands of Fate. I almost killed someone the other day. It was a guy I'd been dating casually for a few weeks. During that time, we never went further than a passionate lip lock, thank God, and that wasn't so great anyway. It was like sticking my tongue into a bottle of Listerine. Note to men, too much breath freshener is almost as bad as none at all. His name was Scooter, which should have been my first hint that this relationship wasn't going to work out. I thought the nickname was cute at first, that it was a reflection of his boyish charm. I didn't realize it was a reflection of his short attention span on matters that didn't center on him. But that wasn't why I wanted to wring Scooter's neck. It had to do with the demise of our relationship. He dumped me because, and I quote, "You're too needy." Me? Needy? It was ridiculous. I always considered myself a strong, fiercely independent woman. I spent 90% of my time taking care of others. By others, I mean my daughter, Julie, and my employer, Adrian Monk, the famous detective. Julie, like any 12-year-old, is a real handful, but she's nothing compared to Monk, who has such a strong obsessive-compulsive disorder that it generates a whole other universe parallel to our own. For instance, Monk once found a cobweb in his apartment and ordered me to immediately evacuate everyone from the building and establish a quarantine until an emergency response team from the Centers for Disease Control could arrive. I'm not kidding. It's a true story. That was a typical day for me, except that there were no murders involved. I'm not.